Anthony Hamilton. Good morning. Where y'all? Where good are you, morning. Man?
I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, man. Outside my dentist's office, and trying to handle some business this morning
at the dentist.
They're gonna make you smile more.
Getting
beautiful.
That grin right, huh?
More
man?
Beautiful.
Oh
trying
yeah.
To get it right. Trying to hold on to that grin. You know, you get older, that grin might just start falling out.
We don't want that.
Sounds like a song.
Another song.
Yeah, man, be whistling all my song.
How's everything in your hometown of Charlotte, North
Everything's
Carolina?
Everything's kind of cooling down. It's kind of cooling down now. We're just, you know, trying to make sure that the tapes and everything and everybody's on point with what was really happening and what was turned in. So everybody's kind of still ready to cut a fool if it don't turn right.
So, Anthony, you're the father of six young black men and boys. And you yeah. are having what kind of conversation, especially in light of what's going on in the streets of your hometown?
When it first started, I was just telling my son, you know, hey, I know you like, you know, sometimes you drive a little fast. Don't give them no reason to pull you over. Your main objective is to get home safe every night. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to boast and brag or
how old
what
is
you
he?
Feel or who you are. My oldest is 27. 26 and 19. My younger ones are twins about to be 6 and a 4-year-old. So the main objective is to get home safe.
But now...
a man who was sitting in his car.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just, you know, if you can defuse it, you know, because at the end of the day, there's a lot of angry people and they're angry at us. They've been angry at us for years. Don't give him no reason to feel like he has the authority over your life because he doesn't.
Yeah.
And you're also talking about using the power of the dollar and of our business in order to make people respect us and what we stand for in terms of justice in towns like Charlotte.
All over the world, we spend a lot of money. The black consumer spends a lot of money. I don't know the exact numbers right now, but we spend tons, billions and billions of dollars, and they make a lot of money off of us. And if they can't respect us, then we don't need to respect them and give them our money. We should start spending in our own community. We got banks. We got all kind of stuff happening. And support our own, man. If they don't respect us as a person, then let's move on. And I'm not saying all white people are bad or
right.
any race has that's not black doesn't have any, you know, good people that believe in what's right and wrong. But I'm saying right now, it's just blatant disrespect when it comes to the justice system and how they're treating black people, how they're giving us time, prison time. You know, you get a white guy who rapes an unconscious woman, he gets off in 6 months. You get a black guy who did the same thing, he gets 15 years. Mm-hmm. It's just real. It's been warped for so many years. I'm sick of it.
Hey, Anthony Hamilton, is it true you have a brother that's in law enforcement
and yeah,
lives
my
in
brother,
Charlotte?
Yep, been in it for over 25 years. Now he made detective, made the last 4 years. And
what's your conversation? What's your conversation like with his law enforcement brother in Charlotte?
Well, I was like, man, what's really going on? He said, man, you know, it's been going on for years. He said, and the people who are in power, who are really in power, they don't push these certain laws through that a lot of
again,
them try to fight for.
To vote. Why we have to vote.
And so that's
yeah,
it, Jerry.
Voting is important.
Are you talking to your boys about registering to vote and to...
Of course, they already registered. They vote. Good. Yeah. My boys are real. They're real ethnic and real black and real proud.
But, you know, Anthony, when you talk about your boys and telling them to get home as you know, just the best way they can, then how do you feel about the fact that so many... of our people died so that we could have rights. So they could, you know, if the officer is doing something that is not right, your boys could say, I need your badge number.
Where they of course, can they know the,
utilize
they know the
their voice. You know, that kind of flies in the face of get home however you can. That means they can do anything, but and you got to take it. That's what makes me mad, having
but
a black son.
In some situations, you,
really
don't. You don't ask what your badge number is. You just don't ask.
But, like, you don't have a right to question the officers because you're trying to get them home. And as a mother raising a black son, that makes me so angry that my son can't question an officer if he does something because I want him just to get home. So then where do we go? Because we're going back to yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, we're not going back to that. Hell.
Okay.
Excuse my language. We're never going to be slaves again. They can get that out of their head. Like, I'll put my life up before I have my boys be slaves. Like, I will cut a donkey before I do that. Like, no more of that. Not for my family.
I just feel like when we say that, get home the best you can, as a black mama raising a boy, it just flies in the face of you have a right to say something if you don't agree with the officer.
Yeah, you have your rights. You have your rights. But when it comes, when that's ignorant, you're standing in the face of ignorance. Sometimes it's best to just, you know what? You don't even deserve my time, and you don't deserve an opportunity to feel like you have a, you know what I mean? Just sometimes when pride and ego, you just get home. I'll bust your head later.
I'll do that. Let me do it.
Hey, Anthony. Anthony. I'm working on that song, Thick Ankles, man, so don't get mad when it drop, man.
I'm ready.
Thick Ankles. What I'm Feeling featuring the Hamiltones. Is that a message song or a song about love?
It's about love, man, what I'm feeling, and just being open with who you are, where you are, and the things that you need.
Yeah. That's the new single.
It is hot.
What I'm Feeling.
Thank you so much.
All right, man.
Can't wait for the cruise.
Y'all. Oh, yeah.
Thank
you.
All right.
Anthony Hamilton coming on the cruise. Anthony Hamilton, Fantasia, R. Kelly, Frankie Beverly and Maze, Mary J. Blige, the Straight Outta Compton tribute with all the members of N.W.A. except Dre. I mean, yeah, even Eazy-E, book the cruise.